Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Dee Swink with Homestead Assisted Living in Knoxville about the organization's latest holiday initiative.
Just to start off here, just to give us a little background about the whole, what goes on here with the residents playing bingo. And it sounds like they earn some things, right?
Correct. So we play bingo on Tuesdays and Fridays, and we decided for the month of November, they had a choice of either giving either all their earnings or half their earnings or our Tuesday or Friday earnings for the month of November to some of the homeless that are less fortunate here in Knoxville. And Bruce from Riverside, we decided to partner up with him. And as of you know, with the VA being torn down, we're finding that some of these less fortunate here in Knoxville are having a harder time finding places to lay down at night or whatever. So we talked it over at the residents, and they decided to go ahead and share some of the earnings. So we raised over $175 just for bingo for, I'd say, probably about seven or eight times of bingo that we played in November. So we raised the money, and the residents were very excited to do it. I wanted to do it in the past, but I wasn't quite sure how they would, react to it. So we raised the money, and we actually had some others even donate out of their pocket that don't come to bingo. And I went to Walmart and bought baskets, and in those baskets we put blankets, socks, hats, washcloths, candy canes, and what the meaning of the candy cane symbolizes, and some other toiletry items. And Bruce came out yesterday, which he does the third Wednesday of every month, to share his services with us. And he picked those up yesterday, and very, very happy. And a lot of the residents came down, and so we shared those baskets with him. So that's how it all came about.
Well, very nice. And what does it mean, I guess, from you, from a Homestead perspective, to be able to help contribute to helping those in need here during the holiday season?
It's been fabulous. You know, the last couple of years have been very rough on everybody, but especially the elderly. And I think it meant a little bit more this year for the residents to be able to help out. A lot of them here, don't have a lot of extra, but the bingo money is a lot. What they get is extra for, maybe haircuts or different things that they get to spend it on. But you know what? They didn't even hesitate to give any of their winnings for some of these. And like I said, they were very, very happy to go ahead and give their earnings to the less fortunate. So, like I said, we helped at least five of them out here in our local area.
Is there anything else, I guess, that we should talk about in regards to this, or does that kind of cover it?
That probably covers it. Like I said, it's been rough. We've had some that, recovered and had COVID, and, they've seen how blessed they've become with the outcome of still being able to live in our facility and, still being able to have loved ones and to have them around. So I think just knowing that they'll be able to help people in the area and in our community and with Bruce. So I think they just feel very fortunate at this time of year.
Very good. And I guess while I have you here, is there any other initiatives similar to this or anything else coming up that maybe people should have on their radar here with Homestead?
Not that I can think of. We just, we're a very loving community out here. We might be a community, but we're just one big family.
Thanks to Dee Swink with Homestead in Knoxville for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.